Bunny's preferred term for this was making mayhem, which he always pronounced with a certain satisfaction, raising his pale, sandy eyebrows. And in the way of things, Case had never, that she knew of, come even remotely close to requiring Bunny's mayhem in Manhattan. With the Prada clone's fingers scrabbling to undo the Velcro fastening between her breasts, trying to free her bag, it comes to her that what's supposed to happen now in the Bunny plan of things is this. She shoves her arms suddenly forward, just far enough to grab the glove-thin leather of both his lapels. And as the second assailant inadvertently cooperates, yanking her arms back, her hands buried in Prada's lapels, she pulls with all her might and smashes her forehead as hard as she can into Prada's nose. Never having actually followed through on this move before, Bunny not having had a nose to spare, she's unprepared both for the pain it causes her and the extraordinarily intimate sound of cartilage being crushed against her forehead. His dead weight, as he abruptly collapses, pulls his lapels from her hands, reminding her to step back, off-balancing whoever's behind her, look down between her legs, a man's shoe, black with that same horrible squared-off toe, and stamp as hard as she can, with her heel, on the revealed instep, producing a remarkably shrill scream from very close behind her left ear. Pull loose and run. And run was invariably the footnote to any Bunny lesson. She tries to, the laptop banging painfully against her hip as she bolts for the end of this alley and the lights of a brighter Roppongi, which is instantly blocked with the squeal of brakes by a silver scooter and its silver-helmeted rider, who flips up his mirrored visor. It's Boon Chu. She seems to inhabit some fluid, crystalline medium, pure adrenal dream. Boon Chu's mouth is open, moving, but she can't hear him. Hitching up her skirt, all in the logic of dream, she straddles the scooter behind him and sees his hand do something that throws them forward, yanking the two black-clad men suddenly out of frame and leaving her with a sculpturally confused image of the one trying to hop, one-legged, as he tries to pull the other, the one she's headbutted, to his feet. In front of her, the RAF roundel on the back of Boon Chu's parka as she grabs him around the waist to keep from being thrown off, realizing simultaneously that it had been him she had seen from the Starbucks clone earlier, and him in Kabukicho the night before, and now very fast between two lines of cars waiting at the intersection, their polished doors gleaming like jellyfish in a neon sea.